AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky told G7 member nations about the recent attacks by Russia. He says help has been appreciated, but they need more help. Russia launched the widespread attacks in retaliation for a weekend explosion that damaged a bridge linking Russia to the Crimean Peninsula, which Moscow annexed in 2014. More Russian strikes were reported today. NATO's Jens Stoltenberg says a scheduled nuclear exercise by NATO next week is still on.
It would send a very wrong signal if we suddenly now canceled a routine, long-time planned exercise because of the war in Ukraine. That would be absolutely the wrong signal to send.
The Russian bombardment today struck both energy infrastructure and civilian areas. A new AP NORC Pearson Institute poll shows a majority of adults in the U.S. expect America's relations with foreign adversaries like Russia and North Korea to grow more hostile, a major shift in public opinion from 4 years ago under President Donald Trump. A prosecutor in Maryland apologized to Adnan Syed and the family of Haymin Lee after announcing that her office would not retry Syed for Lee's 1999 killing. Syed spent 23 years in prison for the killing. This was a case that was chronicled in the hit podcast Serial. Buckingham Palace says King Charles III will be crowned at Westminster Abbey in London May 6th. Hundreds of mourners and families of victims of last week's massacre at a daycare center in Thailand have bid farewell to their loved ones who were cremated in rows of makeshift furnaces. 36 people died, including 24 children. The lead prosecutor of Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz has made his final case to persuade jurors to sentence him to death. Mike Satz told them during closing arguments, the 2018 attack that killed 17 people was cold, calculated, and deserving of execution. This is AP News. Scotland's top law officer, Dorothy Bain, is putting up a new case for the country's independence,
saying it's necessary and in the public interest.
The issue of Scottish independence is a live and significant one in Scottish electoral politics.
Independence for Scotland has been rumbling since the last referendum in 2014, where the Scottish public voted against it. However, following the 2016 Brexit vote, lawmakers who lead the Scottish government say the case for independence is back on track. The Supreme Court President Lord Reid said it was likely to be some months before we give our judgment. Charles de Ledesma, London.
A source tells the AP Las Vegas Raiders receiver Davante Adams could be suspended or fined for shoving a photographer to the ground as he left the field following last night's loss at Kansas City. Adams apologized later. The photographer went to the hospital for treatment of injuries that are not life-threatening. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.